Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
This weather's making me a whole lot dead right now.
Well, we're speaking to you from the past, so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. This weather is cold. I don't like it. It's dreary. It's going to rain. I don't want it. I want 90 degrees and sunshine.
Girl, when I left work a while ago, freezing rain.
I can't.
Texas, we're not supposed to freeze our rain. No. We don't freeze our rain here.
So I'm coming off of Valentine's Day week, which in my flower world is normally like super chaotic, drama filled week. Girl, I had the best Valentine's week.
I am so happy to hear that.
It was just so well organized. I had a completely new crew this year. It was so well organized. I ran twice the money I ran last year. Like, the amount of money that came through their shop is just incredible.
I'm so glad that we have a community that supports local businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I have the best customers in the whole wide world. But this Valentine's Day was just so calm. And there was no bad energy. There was no drama. Nothing.
You know, whenever you have the organization, it makes a whole big difference.
Yeah, and so everything just ran smooth. It was just great. I love my customers. I love my crew.
You know, there is a whole lot to say about small towns, especially whenever you're going through the issues that we're having, like right now with our economy.
Yes.
I know everybody is expecting everything to look up right now. But listen, you know, it trickles down to us here, and it's going to trickle its way back out for the economy to be stirred. And, you know, this town is amazing the way that they embrace and support local businesses.
Yeah, we are very blessed to live where we live and have the people around us that we do, because we have an incredible supportive community.
Agreed.
Yep. So that's how my last week was. And then I bed rotted for the rest of the weekend. So I just did not get out of bed.
That was a great celebration, I'm sure.
Oh, God. Yeah. I watched NASCAR on Sunday and bed rotted all day. And then, and in the middle of Valentine's week, I had 4 funerals.
Wow.
On top of everything else. So it's just been wild. But
girl, it's all wild in my world right now.
Yeah, you've been so busy.
This is tanning season. And I do work in a tanning salon, but it's also a boutique. And my heart lies in the boutique. I love tanning. I will go tan. I'm not an excessive tanner, but as a matter of fact, I'm probably the whitest person that's ever worked in a tanning salon. You will never see me looking leathery. I'm not going to do it. But I also believe in skincare. I believe in taking care of your skin. I believe in trying to be as healthy as possible, unless it comes to beer. I will drink my beer.
Oh, yes.
But I will say this, that even as busy as it has been, it was a wonderful week for us too. We did a big sale. And
I watched your live. It was great.
Yeah.
So
done a lot of those lately.
Yeah, I watched one. I think today I watched one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, with the cute little shirts that I need one of each of them.
Oh, they're so fresh.
Yeah.
I know, because you have clover coming.
I know. Oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, and I may take this out, but Zeta called me today, and they're going to do an induction at 38 weeks, which means she will be here the first week of March.
Oh, my gosh.
So in 2 weeks, I'm going to have a little Clover Jane grand baby.
Gosh, I love it.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So that was a whole thing that I was unprepared for this morning when I got that phone call. So, yeah, it's just been...
It's life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
It is life-changing. You know, I really thought I would be a grandparent before, like, most people my age, because of the fact that I had kids so young.
Yeah.
But both of my daughters... They waited a bit, and then they had some issues because of PCOS and, you know, hormonal issues and stuff. So my grandbabies, I have 2. They were born 4 weeks apart, and they're only 3 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. So
we get to grandparent together.
Yes. So she'll be here before I know it, if she makes it the 38 weeks. So
it's the coolest thing in the world, too, to see your children become parents.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see how Zeta is as a mom.
And I know that there are some overbearing mothers out there that become overbearing grandparents. And I challenge you and anybody that's having grandbabies not to do that. The best thing in the world is to sit back and watch.
Yeah.
Enjoy what you can. Hand the baby back to them and let them deal with it because it's fun then.
Like, yeah.
Oh, you know, and I'm not saying it's fun to see your kid have a bad day. That's not what I mean. But it's just kind of like you get all the good stuff and then you get to hand it back and say, okay.
Oh, it's crying. I don't want anywhere.
There you go. Not my problem. Not my problem.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, Zeta's going to be such a great mom. She, as growing up, I think you and I have talked about this before. She thought she was everybody's mama. So she was the mama of the group of my four kids. She was wanting always to be, you know, telling somebody else what to do or, you know, taking care of whatever. She was everybody's mama. So
yeah.
Didn't have anything to say until she was about six, but she was the mama.
See, so. Two daughters for myself. I didn't have any sons, just the two daughters. And being that they had children 4 weeks apart, I mean, they're going through the pretty much the exact same things at the same time. And it's just fascinating sitting back and watching how they each parent differently. And that's probably easier because of the fact that they're so far apart. But that also makes it harder. But I'm so proud of both of them. I am. They're amazing moms, both of them, in their own ways. They do things their own ways. But the babies are, they're loved and they know they're loved. Yeah. You know? And you can't ask for more than that.
Listen, right. You cannot ask for more than that. So, oh gosh.
So let's get into some current event gossip.
Okay. So yeah, we've been doing this the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about like the Doge stuff. There's a bunch of JFK stuff that's come out that I have not had time to get into yet because I've just been busy. And I watched a video today and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like do a deep dive, and I just have not had the time to do it.
Right.
There's so much stuff coming out. There, have you looked into the social security stuff?
Social
security.
Which part?
The people that are 350 years old collecting benefits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all know somebody that's a vampire 350 years old collecting social security, right? I mean, that's the only way you would live that long at this point.
Okay, and that is longer than this country has been a country, and before Social Security was invented.
Mm, but they, by golly, are still collecting. Now, I have to say this. There have been some accusations that that is not true, that it was miscoding and things like that.
Okay, but where'd the money go? The money went somewhere.
Mm.
Where'd the money go?
Where's it at? I mean, and there's a pretty good Where's Waldo crew going on right now, too. Yeah. I saw pictures of, like, Elon Musk was actually sleeping in his sleeping bag. Like, I mean, this man is not even leaving to go home. And, like, these people are working around the clock. It's crazy.
And I don't even think he's being paid to do what he's doing.
I mean, you know what? That's not surprising because Donald Trump said that he didn't need to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk is literally the richest man in the world. I think, and he is just as neurodivergent as me and you, I would do that shit for free. Like, I would dig around and find craziness.
I mean, I would do it for fun, but I want to get paid. I'm not going to lie. I want to get paid.
I mean, I would want to get paid. But
I would get paid what I was getting paid, and I would not become a millionaire when I left the building.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Because he's already, like, a bajillionaire.
How are these people becoming our public servants?
Nancy Pelosi.
No kidding. How are they becoming millionaires off of $150,000 a year salary?
Insider trading.
No, you don't say.
I do say. And Martha Stewart went to prison for a little bit of insider trading, and they made an example out of her.
You know what?
That was bullshit.
She became really good friends with Snoop Dogg after that, and I think that was amazing.
I love Snoop Dogg so much.
I do too.
Snoop Dogg is my hero. I love him.
He's the best. I love him. Well, I think that one of the funniest things that I heard this week was the comparison of Elon Musk to Nick Cannon.
With the amount of trying kids to compete, he's got.
I guess which one is going to have the most baby mamas.
God. Yeah, there was some accusation that he's got a new baby.
Number 13 and baby mama.
Yeah, I mean, keep it in your pants, my dude. But also, he has more money than God, so if he wants to just keep popping out kids and paying for them, I mean, it's his prerogative, right?
I do agree with people that there's more to raising kids than just paying for the kids, but... Yeah.
But who are we to judge what he does?
Let's be realistic. The average American woman, somebody as wealthy as Elon Musk offers to have sex with them, they're probably going to do it.
Well, and also, if he was a lower income person, nobody would be talking about it.
Nope.
Because it happens all the time.
You know I grew up down the road, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I know where you grew up.
Yep. Down the road, and I ain't going to say anything else about it, but down the road, that's a common occurrence.
Yeah.
Let's rack up baby mamas.
It happens all the time. And so, and nobody cares. Nobody says anything about it. So why is it an issue when Elon Musk does it?
Well, I can't wait for the memes is all I'm going to say, because I have to confess that I've giggled at some of the memes that had the little babies hanging out of people's hair and stuff.
Oh, God. But I can't with you tonight, Christy.
That was the Nick Cannon babies, by the way.
Okay, but did you see the interview from the Oval Office where Trump and Elon Musk, and then Elon Musk had his little boy in there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. And that little boy, he's so cute and so smart, and he was, like, shushing the reporters, like, shh, and, like, telling them to shut up. I thought it was great. He told the president of the United States that he needed to go potty.
Speaking of go potty, okay, so I've kind of went down the rabbit hole of, like, it's not enough for me to just see what people who agree exactly as I do think. I want to see what other people think as well.
Yeah.
And there's this whole reporting going on. Listen, I don't watch mainstream news.
Oh, no,
have
I don't
no
either.
Desire. I don't believe what is said. Listen, they could be telling me the truth and I wouldn't know to believe it or not. I just would not know that. So anyway, there's this thing going around the news that Donald Trump wears diapers and that he poopied his pants when he was sitting holding J.D. Vance's son. And he had J.D. Vance's son in his lap, and they were saying, oh, yeah, that's when they smelled because he poopied his pants. This kid was not even making a face like that. Kids make faces just because that's what kids do. Like
I mean, also, older people sometimes need to wear a little incontinence pants.
Well, I don't know if he does or not. I don't know, but if we're talking poopy pants, Donald Trump is not the president, I would think, that poopied his pants.
No, but, I mean, as long as his brain is working correctly, I don't really give two shits what he does with his bowels. You know what I mean?
I actually don't want to know what he does with his bowels.
I just know that, like, sometimes it happens. Older people have a little leakage or whatever. I don't really care. I cannot make myself care about that.
For women, you don't even have to be an older person. I swear to God, I cannot sneeze without crossing my legs.
Same.
You have children, it's going to happen. Yeah. I don't mean the poop, but I'm just saying.
No, sneezing's not a fun time. But that does not bother me. I don't care.
I try not to be a person that can get embarrassed easy. But I was at work the other day, and I had one, because, you know, I've got really bad allergies. Anyway.
Yeah.
I had a really bad sneezing attack, and I had to tell a customer, hold on a second, and try to squinch my legs together while I ran down the hallway, because I was like, I think I'm going to pee my pants.
Oh, no.
I did. I mean, you can't help it. It's it's part of having children. Yeah, and listen, I didn't even have natural birth. I had C-sections.
It's all C-sections.
But it still affects you that way. Yeah. And I've had the hysterectomy. So, I mean, it's done. You know what?
Yeah, my pelvic floor is done.
Yep.
I was pregnant with twins. It was not fun.
Oh, Lordy.
So we got a listener email today, and her question was, if you were given any type of refund for the
misappropriation of all of our tax dollars that we've given to the government?
Yeah, for the misappropriation of funds that have gone to all this foreign aid and all this other shit. If you were given any amount of money back, whether it be, I mean, there's been reports of $8,000 per man, woman, and child. There's been reports of up to $50,000 for man, woman, and child. So, whatever amount of money. I mean, to me, I don't care. Like, if I was given $1,500 back, I'd be like thrilled with it because that would solve a few of my problems, you know? So what would you spend? Say we do get the $8,000 back from the misappropriation of funds that our government, money that we have paid to fund government that has been misappropriated. What would you spend?
100%. I agree that it has been misappropriated. And oh, listen, yeah. Even if some of the things that are being reported that Elon Musk has found, even if some of them are not accurate, you cannot tell me that most of them are not. You cannot tell me that. Like, I 100% believe that the government has, because they're hiding too much. They don't want it found. They're fighting it too much. So mine is this. Yes, give back to the American taxpayers what they paid. People who have not paid taxes should not be given the money. My exactly. opinion, first of all, and I don't care if I make enemies out of saying this, a tax refund implies that you paid taxes. If yes. you did not work at a job and pay taxes, you should not receive a refund.
Exactly. Period. I agree.
Okay. So what would I do? Man, do you know how many Americans, just with that amount of money, let's say that there's a husband and wife, that's $16,000. Do you know how many people that $16,000 could get them out of the debt that we have been put into for the last few years?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's affected all of us. The cost of our groceries, the cost of our fuel, the cost of our utilities. I mean, everything has gone up in prices. We live in a small, tiny town in Texas. And by the way, one of the driving factors that people wanted to move to Texas was because of the low cost of living here.
Yeah.
We don't give two craps about keeping up with the Joneses here.
Not really.
I mean, no. Like, we have learned. No, don't get me wrong. I like nice things.
Oh, I like nice things.
But I'm not going to go in debt that's going to give me a heart attack trying to get out of. Just to keep up with so-and-so that has something.
Listen, everything that me and my husband have is bought and paid for, free and clear, no payments, no car payments, no house payments, no pool payments, nothing. Everything that we have is paid for.
Yeah, and we were exactly the same, and then my husband, he bought 20 acres of land just a few years ago.
Well, that's a good investment, though. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to fault you for that.
Land is a good investment because it's not like they're not making more of it. That's right.
Yeah. So, I have a property that I'm fixing to sell that'll help me a lot with just things I want to do in the future.
One of the things I think would be a great idea is maybe we could, I don't know, what do y'all listeners think about this? We could invest in some better podcasting equipment.
Oh, yeah. I need a new laptop so bad. My laptop pisses me off every week. It's the only thing I use it for is this podcast. I would buy a new laptop. I would buy a good laptop.
You know, this whole thing, if it's taught us anything, if this has taught us anything, is that we, as the American people, these people work for us.
Yeah.
They are our representatives. They're supposed to be fighting for us. We put you in office. You are working for us. We're your boss.
And they're not.
Exactly.
Not one of them.
Well, if there's one thing that this has made clear to us, is that we need to demand checks and balances.
Absolutely.
We need to demand that there is clarity to what is going on with our tax dollars.
Yes,
there is clarity going on with what you're voting for and who you're taking bribes from and like that kind
of
stuff.
Where's your wealth coming from?
It
should
be clear.
There needs to be checks and balances.
Yes.
So I want to go back to if I had the money. Okay, so my flower shop is in my grandparents' house that they lived in for all these years or whatever. House was built in the 40s. It needs some repairs. It needs new siding. It needs some work. I've been here for almost 6 years, and there are people in this town that do not know this is a flower shop because it still looks the same as it did when it was just a house, you know?
Oh, it's so funny. When I first started hanging out with you, my husband, you know, I'd start talking about you and telling you all about, and he knew that you were here. And so we drove by one day, and he saw lights on, and he says, oh, Sandy's home. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, she doesn't live there.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's always been a house.
Yeah.
And it looks like a house. And so there's some things that I would do to the outside, especially to make it look more like a flower shop. and to bring, like, make it look different. So, it, I mean, it's looked like this since the...
There's so much charm to the structure of this place, though.
I don't want to change the inside too much, but I want to put new siding on the outside because it's got that vinyl siding from the 80s.
You know, I was going to say maybe like a glass door in the front.
Yeah, I want to change out some windows in the front, like put plate glass windows, take those awnings down, like make it look different so that when people pass it, because here's the thing is people pass by here every day. And they've passed by here every day for 40 years, and they don't pay attention to it because it's looked the same. And so I would do some improvements to the outside of my business just to make it look different so that it can get more attention. Of course, if it gets too much more attention, I'll have to find some more employees.
Well, I will tell you this. If you're talking in the $50,000 a person range.
Yeah.
First thing I would do is get on my knees and beg my husband, please, honey, with this money.
You need a swimming pool.
No. I mean, maybe. I don't know. No. This is what I want. I want this more than a swimming pool. You've got the pool. I want my dream back deck built.
Oh, yeah.
I want that back deck. I want to put the privacy fence up around it. Mm. I want
get
to
your
have,
hot tub.
I'm wanting a bi-level deck. So that whenever you go into the hot tub, you're going straight into it, not that you're having to climb up into it.
Listen, you get a hot tub. I've got a pool. We can just...
Yep. I'm all about the water.
Yes, I'm about having water in your backyard.
And on top of it, I just feel like that it would be... We've lost so many trees because of storms and disease and things like that. Yeah. Our trees in our area, for whatever reason, we've had to cut down shade trees that... were the only trees that shaded around my home. This is Texas. It's hot more than it's cold.
Yeah, I've had to cut down a bunch
of
trees.
I'm complaining about the cold right now. But I guarantee you, when it gets... My husband calls it 100 and fuck you degrees. When it gets that hot, I'm going to want some shade.
Yeah. Well, I cut down some huge trees here at the shop just because they were dropping limbs and disease and this and that. But, you know, I cut that... There was a great big tree out front, remember? I cut that tree down and my business exploded because I did something different. And everybody was like, oh, hey, there's a business there.
Right.
When I cut that big tree down. And so I think some improvements to the outside would do some good. But yeah, it did affect my electric bill a little bit because that was a big shade tree, but it was dropping. Somebody was going to get hurt.
Right. Well, and there are things that you can do that can improve it for as far as energy efficiency, too, with not having the trees. Because, you know, it's amazing what a new air unit can do.
Yeah.
Because they're more energy efficient. And then changing out your windows.
Yeah,
and
I was
going to
change. The windows are single pane glass. And so I was going to get some new windows.
We got the same year that we got a metal roof. Double pane windows, new air unit, new gutters, and did the siding over the eaves in our house. And then right after that, we got the new front doors put in as well, or the doors all the way around, all the doors.
Yeah, I need to replace
the doors.
The doors
were hollow in my house, and I mean, they were original to the house. And so that changed it so much that our utility bills actually went down.
Yeah, I need to replace some doors and do some things, but, that's what I would do with the money. I would put it back into my business. Because that's the only thing
I feel very stingy right now because I wasn't even thinking about putting it into something like that.
Yeah.
But do you know how much I would use a back deck?
Yes, I would use your back deck. Well, I mean...
Come on over and sit on my back deck.
I'll come sit on your back deck and get in your hot tub with you.
I'm gonna give me a big old deck.
Do you know I purchased 2 bathing suits recently? And I purchased my husband a matching bathing suit with me because I insist that he matches me in the pool. I got 2 Trump bathing suits.
Did you really?
I did.
I want to get my husband some of those swim trunks that has my face all over them.
Oh, that's so funny. I need... Okay, listen. My husband would not wear those.
Why?
He would be like, I've worn the ones with the flamingos on them to match your flamingo bathing suit. I've matched swimsuits with you. I'm not wearing something with your face on it.
Oh, he would, I think, just, my husband would wear it.
I think that's where he would draw the line.
One of my good friends, Imelda, she bought my husband for his birthday. I think it was his 50th birthday. She bought him a pair of swim trunks that has a big rooster in the front of it. And it says, stop staring at my cock. They're the best. They get lots of attention.
Yeah.
The girls from The Bachelorette, we went to Orange Beach on vacation a couple of years ago, and there was a bachelorette party hanging out by us, and we made friends with them, because I make friends everywhere.
Friends everywhere.
I do. And these girls had a ball because of his swim trunks. They did. They all want to take pictures with him.
Oh, that's so funny. Jerry Brown's such a good time.
We even did Truth or Dare. I mean,
the one time I've hung out with him.
We're all these old people out there with all these young kids, and we were kind of doing a Truth or Dare thing, and it was like little scratch-off dare things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was like a game with scratch-off dares, and Jerry ended up going. There was a lady that, you know, they set up your beach chairs, you pay for all this.
Yeah.
And she went and put her towel right in front. We had worked our way down because we'd been there for a whole week. We had worked our way down to where we were right in front of the water instead of having to be behind. And she went and put her towel down right in front of us where we were at. And so Jerry just went over there to I can't believe he did this. He went over there and just looked at her. He said, scoot over. And she did. And he laid down beside her on her beach towel and just started talking to her. Oh, my
goodness. Jerry Brown.
It tickled me.
Yeah. I love a good vacation. I don't think I'm going to do a summer vacation this year. I was trying to plan a girls' trip, but nobody can really go because everybody's got stuff going on. I'm going to have a little bitty baby grandbaby. I've got family stuff going on. I haven't even talked to you about family stuff I have going on. I got family stuff going on. I'm not going to talk about it on here, but anyway. So I don't think I'm going to go anywhere this summer. That's okay.
If I get $50,000
and it $50,000 comes
anytime soon, I'm going to go to the beach.
Yeah, if I get $50,000, me and you are going to the beach. If I got $50,000, that would solve 99.9% of my problems, and yeah. I would go on vacation.
I mean, I am going to go see the beach this year, which I'm happy about just because we're going on the cruise. But I was going to say also more current event stuff. Oh, what was the other question that our listener asked?
Oh, hold on. I got to pull it back up because I don't remember.
Oh, I remember. And it was, do you believe that the things that all this money was supposedly spent on that they're finding that was misappropriated funds, do you believe that that's what it actually is?
Absolutely.
Or do you believe
not.
That it's like maybe acronyms for something else?
I think it's acronyms for something else, like the sushi thing. And like, because if it wasn't, if it was going to where they say it was going, those different countries would show like an improvement or whatever in their stuff that they've got going on. I think it went directly in Nancy Pelosi's pocket is what I think.
Whatever happened to this gas station? Where was that built? There was some gas station that was built somewhere that do you remember?
Yeah, it was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That didn't even work.
Yeah.
Like,
we're talking a gas station that cost
hundreds
of thousands of dollars more than what it should have cost.
And was there really a gas station?
Why are we paying for a gas station to be built somewhere that's not here and it's not helping anybody? It's not helping an American citizen.
Here's the thing. Here's my bottom line with it, Christy, is why are my tax dollars that I work my ass off for? And I mean, you think being a florist is all like, oh, you just get to play with flowers every day. No, it's work. It's hard. I have to deal with all the stuff I have to deal with. I deal with grieving people. I deal with sad people.
You're standing on your feet constantly.
Standing on my feet constantly. Like, and if you get, I mean, I had four funerals in the middle of Valentine's Day. That's a lot. Four big funerals in the middle of Valentine's Day, and having to switch your brain into happy, happy Valentine's Day and then sad, sad funeral. Like,
and we're being honest Americans, claiming our income, paying taxes. Oh, I didn't even go into that. I owe taxes. I have to pay.
I owe this year. I'll have to pay this year. I've had to pay the last 2 years.
Yep.
I mean, and I work my ass off for my family to be able to have a swimming pool, a house. Like, my husband works. We both work. But I'm sitting here working my ass off for my family to have things. And my tax dollars that I've paid in my entire life since I was, what, 15, 16 years old, have gone to not one thing to benefit me or anybody in this country. Not $1 of it has benefited any American.
That's what I'm not getting. So, no, I don't believe that there is actually a group that is doing a census on squirrels.
No, I don't either. I think that's
I don't believe that there is some kind of society out there that has to know the exact ratio for a sandwich.
No, I think every bit of that is
and
code.
I think that the more that is uncovered, the more of a joke that we become.
We have been a joke to the rest of the world for 100 years. What other country is taxing their citizens and sending it to us? No one. No one is doing that because it's Listen, the last episode we put out was a little bit of current-ish events and a whole lot of the F word. I say the F word a lot, but I say it when I'm fucking furious. Like, what in the hell? My husband is 78 years old. He's been working his entire life. Like, yes, he did a little stint in prison, whatever. But even when he was in prison, he was working. And, like, he's going to get his itty-bitty Social Security check here. You know, he gets his little Social Security. And it's not even enough.
Like, that has me, I'm not going to lie, you know.
The Social Security stuff pisses me off.
I am closer to Social Security than not, as far as age goes. I'm just saying, like, as more time goes by, I'm worried about what it's going to be whenever it gets to the point that I need it.
Well, I mean, now I think it'll be fine.
Will it? We don't know what's going to happen 4 years from now. Will it?
Well, I think with the amount of things that have come out and that are common knowledge and that are public, I don't think that the vast majority of American people are going to allow what has happened over the last 100 years to continue.
Open your eyes.
I think a lot of eyes have been open, though.
I think there's too many that are not. I still see so many people that they just want to see anything negative. You remember, like, back when we were in high school, okay? This is Texas. It was all about football and sports, you know? And you were supposed to hate the town over because, by golly, they were your rival. And you're somebody special just because you live in this town.
No.
I mean, it's stupid. Okay, so we're in that same mentality as adults. By golly, I'm this political party. No, I'm this political party, and we're going to disagree with each other just because we're not the same. This is stupid. We are all United States of America citizens. I'm going to stop saying American. Because Mexicans are also Americans, by the way. Canadians are also Americans.
Yes. Listen,
we are all from the United States. We should all be looking out for what is best going on here. And I know that sounds crazy. And it's not that I don't care what goes on in the rest of the world. It's not that. But mine is this. We have too many problems here to be trying to worry about all this other stuff. We need to fix our own house before we start jumping in and telling somebody else's house that they're messed up. I'm just going to go ahead and quote some Bible right now.
Do it.
Take the plank out of your own eye before you start trying to pick a splinter out of your neighbor's.
Yes, that's one of my very favorite Bible verses, to be honest.
Come on now.
Because
we've got to start worrying about cleaning house. And here's the deal.
And it starts at
Get rid of the whole mentality of political parties altogether. You are either for us or against us.
Yeah, I agree. And it starts at, like, the county level. Like, you can go county by county in Texas, just in Texas and find corruption problems. I mean, down the road. Yes. Right down the road, there's problems.
I was reading about that yesterday. Holy cow.
Yeah. There's problems everywhere. Anywhere the government, quote unquote, is involved, there are problems.
Oh, we've got issues. There are current events right here, too. Like, they're trying to sell our water source
to Dallas.
Yes. And here's the problem with that. Number one, Dallas has the ability. It rains in Dallas. It rains in Dallas. They've got lakes in Dallas. Why would we drain our own lake whenever there are people? People go out of town to get away from the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would we drain our own lakes and people who are surviving because of said lakes?
Yeah.
Why would we get rid of our own water source just to send it to the city?
Well,
they can collect some rainwater.
Why can't Dallas deal with their own problems, and why are they coming over here to us asking us for help, and they've never done anything? I mean, they have no right to what is over here.
No.
They don't.
No, and the problem that we have is that people that are supposed to be speaking for us. I have not met one citizen. I've not met one single person in our community or the surrounding communities that were for this.
No.
But yet we have a representative speaking for us that is in negotiations to sell this.
Yeah, we have a representative that was elected by the people who is going against what the people want. It's not okay. It's just not okay.
Do you know how many people are oblivious and don't even know this is going on?
Listen, I'm going to have to take a cigarette break if we keep talking about this shit. It pisses me off. Because people are so, I don't want to say dumb, because they're not dumb, but they're just unaware.
They're oblivious. They're unaware. They don't know.
Of what's going on. They vote because down a party line instead of listening to what different candidates have to say about different issues.
Okay, listen, this part of Texas, do you know one of the things that we're known for? The pine trees and the lakes. And raising cattle.
Yeah.
You have to have water for cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing with that, you know, a lot of our cattle, good Lord, our cattle farmers have gone out of business because we have had drought years. You know, a drought year, there would be no lakes left because it already goes down too low when we're having drought years. Okay, somebody and they're having to buy hay from other areas. So guess what's happening? You know, cattle farmers are selling out. And all these people that are tree-hugging, save-the-planet people are perfectly okay with them cutting down the rainforest so that we can raise cattle in Brazil.
Did you hear about Denmark one time proposed a tax on cow farts?
Yes, I heard about that.
Because it contributed to global warming. The next person that comes inside my face and talks to me about global warming better take immediately 3 steps back, because I will shoot you in the kneecap. I can't.
The only thing that's true about global warming is a lot of women, when they go through menopause.
I just... listen, I don't... The climate change bullshit. Like, yes, the climate is changing. Things are different. Technology is different.
It'll change again.
It's going to change again. How many ice ages were there? Like, find something that fucking matters to be pissy about. But climate change ain't it. You know, I'm pissed off.
Well, these same people that are worried about that, they're concerned about that for the future generations. They're not worried about this nation staying together for the future generations.
They weren't worried about the fucking fires in their own district.
No.
How about that?
Save the fish. How about
California burned to the ground and all anybody can talk about is global warming?
Save the fish.
Save the stupid fish. The little 2-inch-long fish that are good for nothing. You can't even eat them. Save these 2-inch-long fish, because that's the most important thing in the whole fucking world, while people's houses and livelihoods are burning to the ground and people are dying. Let's worry about some 2-inch-long fish.
There's a saying that I've heard, don't California my Texas.
Okay.
That's why people are saying that, because we don't want that crap here.
Yeah, well, out where my dad lives, like, there's been people moving from California out to the country. And, like, the ones so far that I know of that have moved out there where my dad's at, like, they're good people.
Listen, and they want to, like, live. Everyone I've come across so far that has moved into our area, like, they are awesome.
Yeah, they want to, like, live off the land. Yep. And, like, be good
don't
people.
Don't blame you. Hey, you come over here and you come to Texas to be a Texan, girl, I'm for
it. Well, my grandmother was from Minnesota originally, and she said, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as fast as I could.
Yep.
You know, she's like, I was born a Yankee, but I didn't want to be.
If there's anybody listening that is thinking, okay, here's this Texas stuff again, I'm going to tell you something. There is a true thing to the pride in Texas.
Yes. Yeah.
I would go as far as to say that
Texas fought hard to be Texas.
People from Texas are almost more patriotic about being a Texan than they are an American.
Well, let me,
and I use that word American loosely.
Well, let me spit some fun facts about Texas. Is Texas at one time was its own country.
Right. And we're the only state in the whole union that can fly its flag at the same height as the American flag.
Yes. And we're also the only state in the union that has the right to secede.
Right.
All these dumbasses in California talking about, we'll be our own country. You don't have that right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and try
it. Do it.
Do whatever you want to do. But Texas is the only state that has the right to do that. And guess what else? Texas has every resource that we need, because the United States government said in the same thing that gives Texas the right to secede, if you do that again, if you do that, we're going to cut off trade. Cool. We don't fucking need you. We don't need anything. We've got oil. We've got gas. We've got trees. We've got every resource that we need. We have access to the Gulf of America. We have access to rivers. We have access to everything we need. There is not one thing that the rest of the United States can offer that we don't have in Texas.
And I'm letting you know right now, we don't need Hollywood.
We don't. I'm so done. Chris Stapleton about Beyonce winning Country Music Album of the Year.
He said, I saw that supposedly Jay-Z bought that for her.
He did. He did. But Chris Stapleton was the only one that had the balls to go out and say, hey, there are people that dedicate their life and their livelihood, like, they dedicate everything to the love of country music, and how dare you come in with your one stupid album that wasn't that great.
It wasn't even that great. It wasn't good at all.
No, it was fucking awful.
I can't stand it.
The first time I heard it, like, how many, you know, you can, like, hard hold on TikTok and do not interested. And, like, every time that song came on, I was like, not interested, not interested, not interested. Because it was fucking horrible. It's making fun of what country music is about. It's making fun of people.
And, you know, listen. Okay,
it's awful.
People that have southern accents, we're used to other people thinking, like, that we're uneducated or stupid or whatever. But this is a way of life for us, and we like it, and we're okay with it, and I don't care. And, by the way, I love country music.
I love country music.
Crossover musicians. I'm not against it.
No.
I'm completely not against it.
I think.
But let it be fair. Because, listen, I just went to the Aaron Lewis concert.
Yeah.
He is famous for the band Staind. That's where he started. He is a rock musician, and he went out and did his own album. He is country to his roots.
I think music can be a very healing thing. It can be a very uniting thing. But when you are doing music to be divisive and to go and to make fun of a culture, like, I'm aware that I have a southern accent. I sound uneducated and dumb and all that stuff. And I am uneducated and dumb. But
bull crap. You need to cut that out and edit that out. Bull crap. I ain't buying that. Listen, I did not graduate from high school, but I did get my GED and I did go to college. I'm not uneducated. I'm not. I've heard Trump supporters being called uneducated. Oh my gosh, for a white woman.
See, I graduated high school and I'm a beauty school dropout. I'm uneducated. Also, I don't care. But I've worked my ass off my entire life to have everything that I have. And I have a house, and I have a pool, and I have a car, and I have a business, and I have all my shit, and it's paid for. So, yes, I sit here with my uneducated ass and my southern accent that makes me sound dumb. I don't care. Because my shit's paid for. How's your shit?
Well, you're not dumb.
Well,
and there I mean, is,
and that was not a cheat.
There is a whole lot of merit to the phrase, live simple.
Yeah.
When I say there's merit to it, y'all, there is peace. Like, if you want peace in your life, let me give you some advice. If you want peace in your life, live simple. You don't have to have the newest, latest, greatest.
No.
You know, you don't have to keep up with whatever new stuff everybody has. Mm-hmm. I will never have a $1,000 purse.
Absolutely not.
I would not. If somebody gave me a $1,000 purse, I'd probably sell it.
I'd sell it.
I'm just letting you know. I work in a women's boutique. I'll use, you know, I'll buy something from there, you know. And I'll use my employee discount to get it. Yeah. Because I'm going to be smart about it. And, you know, and that's not saying I don't like nice things, you know.
I like to have nice things, but also.
My husband bought me a Corvette. We had made a bucket list. And there was a year we had that was a really bad year. We both ended up having to have biopsies that year. Thank God that both of us, it turned out to be benign and neither one of us had the bad C word, you know.
Yeah.
But I did end up having to have the hysterectomy right after that. And, you know, he took me to go look at Corvettes because this was something we both put on our bucket list. He bought me one. I thought it was a joke when he said, okay, which one do you want? Pick it out. But he did. And you know what I plan on doing right now? I've been talking to him about selling it.
Yeah.
Because I have it for what?
You hardly ever drive it.
I don't. It's so low. Anybody out there wanting to buy a Corvette? Okay. No, but I'm just saying, like, the super low mileage is mint. Like, I've kept it just as nice as it could be. There's hardly any wear on this car at all. I think it doesn't even have 30,000 miles on it, and it's 10 years old.
Yeah, I was going to buy a Mazda Miata because that's, like, my dream car. I've always wanted one. After I broke my knee, also, I'm pushing 45. I can't get in and out of a Mazda Miata. So, that's not a thing I'm ever going to have.
I'm
going to
sit over here laughing because, fun fact, I get in and out of the Corvette just fine because I'm 5 foot tall.
Well, also, you're super short.
I'm 5 foot tall. In case y'all didn't know that, I don't even have a quarter of an inch on that 5 foot tall.
Yeah. So
my doctor's office says I'm 5'1", but I just call them liars because, I mean, I've been measured my whole life and I have not grown an inch.
I'm not super tall, but after
girl, you super tall to me.
Well, I am much taller than you. I'm like 5'7", whatever. But after I broke my knee, like, I'm telling you, breaking your kneecap is the worst thing that can ever happen to you. Like, I wish I was dead when I did that. It was so bad. But I had to get Lena, the girl that works for me. She's got that little Mustang, and she parked it, like, in front of the dumpster one day, and I had to, like, get down in there and try to move it from in front of the dumpster, because the trash truck was coming. Listen.
Girl, let me tell you a true story.
You should have seen it.
There is one business in this area that I can go to for an oil change, because nobody can change the oil in my car because it's too low to the ground. They can't get it to go up on their lift.
Yeah.
But I found one person that their lift was also too tall for it, but he has a trick on maneuvering it to get it up there. So I found one person that could do it. Otherwise, I was having to drive almost an hour away to get my oil changed in my Corvette.
Yeah, Lena's got to take hers to Mount Pleasant or something because nobody can change hers here. So, yeah. And I've been taking mine to Orr City because Jiffy Lube came in and bought all that stuff. And they charged me $100 for an oil change.
Yep.
And I said, you're going to get this $100, but it's the last you'll ever get from me. And so I've been going to Orr City and getting it changed for like $35.
Oh, speaking of Orr City, this is so random. There was a dude that wrote a book that I read, and it was supposedly a true story. And it was his life story of what he went through, and it's called The Bastard of Orr City.
Bernard of this.
I read the book. I actually purchased the book because I was like, okay, this is somebody local. I want to read this. And it was so disturbing. I think that there was supposed to be a sequel eventually. I can't wait to hear, like, what the rest of his life was like or whatever. But, you know, it for it to be a true story, memoir type of book, I highly recommend. He went through a lot of abuse and, like, it's crazy the system failed him. Like, it was...
Ugh. There's been some crazy stuff happening in North City. There was a very high-profile, like, murder case there a few years ago.
Right? I remember that.
Yeah. The guy burned up in his truck.
Yep.
There's been some high-profile shit happening around here. Like, even though we're a small town, like, the railroad killer came through here.
Yes. He sure did.
You know, I kind of got irritated.
Rafael Resendez Ramirez. That was his name.
I kind of get irritated at, like, some of the true crime podcasts that I listen to, like Morbid and... My Favorite Murder, like, they did a deep dive on the railroad killer, the guy, and but they only covered, like, this one thing that was, like, this couple, and he got his head beaten in by a rock and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I sent Morbid a message on Instagram, and I was like, hey,
this happened in our town.
This happened in our town too. Like, here's all these details about it. Leafy Mason, like, this is the thing that happened here. And our chief of police, Randy Kennedy, was, like, integral in solving that and, like, all this stuff. And it was never mentioned. It was never covered.
By the way, I loved Randy Kennedy.
I love Randy Kennedy so much. I love
him. Shout out to him. I'm telling you, during the COVID thing, during when everybody shut down, he was just amazing.
But during COVID, when all the shutdowns were happening, I'm not enforcing any of this. It's stupid. You want to be open, be open. I'm not going to arrest
people. He made
the
national news because he was telling our citizens in Texas,
yes,
not only will you not have to worry about your guns being taken, but I encourage you to carry so that if something happens and you need to back up our officers, you're able to do that. Practice with your weapon.
He's been on Fox News multiple times for multiple different issues, and he's suffering horribly with cancer right now.
Yeah.
And if you pray for him. If you do good vibes, do that for him, because he is such a special person and he's done so much for this community. His family has done so much for this community.
His father used to be
chief of police too, and his son is also a cop.
He's a legacy
and I wish him all the goodness in the world. He deserves it.
But
there's a lot of things that happen in small towns that do not get covered on some of the bigger podcasts because, it was just an old lady that happened in this teeny tiny town that nobody's ever heard of. And
fun fact, do you know that years and years and years ago that Hugh Springs actually used to be a tourist destination?
Yeah, we had springs here that were Spring Park used to be a hotel there with the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be kind of like hot springs with the bathhouses and stuff.
Right. I think there's only one working spring left, then you can see it trickle through at the park. But it was pretty neat.
It's kind
of good. I love the history of small places.
Yeah. My family had a lot to do with the history of Hugh Springs. My great grandfather was the mayor at one time.
Oh wow. I didn't know that.
He was the first postmaster here.
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah. We owned a lot of land, in the area, so the Harris family has a lot of legacy around, and,
my parents are buried at Harris Chapel Cemetery.
You know, the family story was always that my great-grandfather donated that to whatever church is over there.
Yeah, it's a Harris Chapel Methodist Church or something
like that. Yeah, but, when I sent the information to some of my cousins that do, like, the genealogy stuff, they were like, I think that's a different set of Harrises. But I was like, I don't know. So, but there's always, like, and there was such a, my grandfather had five brothers. And they were so vastly different. And family history gets skewed over generations. And I just... Yeah. Shit gets skewed. And things are... And so... I think some of the family history that I heard growing up is different than some of the cousins heard growing up, because some of them had different mothers and different... It's just...
Right. I get it. You know, I do. So, I understand that.
And so, you know, I've...
You live in the Jenkins community.
Yes, okay? I do.
So,
yeah.
My family was from the Jenkins community.
I'm married to the Jenkins folks.
My mother was born in Jenkins at home because they didn't go to hospitals back then.
My husband was born at home.
Her youngest brother was the only one that was actually born in a hospital. And, like, our family history, legacy, whatever, it's the same thing. There's so many of them. But the telling of it is just so skewed between the different relatives.
Yeah. Well, you know where Lone Star Lake is now, used to be cotton fields that were owned by my husband's family.
Wow.
And
didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So just, but yeah, my husband's family owned all of that land at where the lake is at, mm-hmm. was owned by the Vaughns.
I have Vaughn relatives too.
Oh, we're related.
Well, mine are from Arkansas.
Yes.
Yep. Now, every single one of, like, when I have not done the genealogy, DNA testing and all that, but my youngest daughter did it. And it's so funny because it can tell maternal and paternal sides. Mm-hmm. And on maternal side, like, everybody came in from the South. Like, yeah. Any relatives that we had come in, they did not come. I have zero relatives that came in through Ellis Island. They all came in through the South. And then on my husband's side, this was kind of weird to me because it said the Deep South.
Oh, Lord.
Listen. What does that mean?
Cut. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
We had to take a cigarette break and a beer break.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, we're just white people, you know?
I hate, like, okay, this is so random, but I hate the word Caucasian.
I'm not a big fan of the Caucasian word.
I think, okay, it's stupid.
I'd rather be called a cracker.
Well, everybody else gets to be so-and-so, like, so-and-so American, like...
Yeah, I just, but I mean,
can I please be from this moment forward known as European American?
Okay, I can call you European American. I don't even want to do that. I just want to be like, I'm a white girl. I'm from Texas.
I'm a Texan first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm a Texan. I live here. I love it.
And I do love my country. I do.
I love my country.
I love my country. And I love the people in my country, even if they disagree with me politically, like, don't care.
Even though I was never in the military, my dad wanted me to be in the Army so bad, and I just could not make myself do it. A lot of my family was in the military and fought fucking hard for this country to be what it is today, and for anybody to... say things against our military bothers me, and it bothers me. Like, my grandmother was in the Navy, she was in the Waves, and, like, those women do not get enough credit. One of her best friends, her name was HR, I'll come up with her last name after we do this episode, but she was a POW and was involved in the Bataan Death March. Like, the women that fought hard for this country and for the amount of disrespect that is just fucking blatant for our politicians to waste our money, to waste our resources, and go against all of the men and women that gave their lives to protect and whatever... for this country to be what it is today is a slap in the face to all of our ancestors, like, no matter the background.
This is not the freedom that they were fighting for.
No, absolutely not. And, like, my grandfather was in the South Pacific in World War II. My grandmother was in the waves. My dad was in the Army during Vietnam. Vietnam veterans in this country are treated like shit. It's bad. They were treated shit when they came back. And
the, you know, in even the wars since the Vietnam War,
yes,
it's not that they were treated bad when they came back. They were so lied to about everything.
Oh, yeah. This country has been involved in wars we had no business being in, first and foremost. We've been in wars that have done nothing to advance anything for anybody.
Listen, I don't care if it's war or if it's misappropriation of funds or whatever. Listen, every bit of this goes back to money and greed.
Money and greed,
because where does power come from? Money.
Money.
And that's what the whole thing is about. And listen, I'm telling you now, Americans, I just said I wasn't going to use that word.
Well,
my fellow Americans, wake up.
Yeah.
Just wake up. Let's stop hating each other. Let us fight against the division. I don't care what party you have voted for in the past. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what you believe in.
Yeah.
Sandy and I have both proved already that you can have differing viewpoints on things and you can still love each other and be friends.
Yeah, because Christy and I have several points that we differ vastly on. And we've talked about it. I don't think we've really talked about it on the podcast, but we've talked about it privately. And, like, we don't agree with every belief the other one has. But that's okay. We don't have to agree on every single point. And here's the thing. Is I'm not going to change her mind. And she's not going to change mine. But we're still friends. And we still get along. And we still do things together. And it's just, it's so dumb to be so divisive over shit that doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, there's freedom of religion.
There's things that do matter that need, yes, our attention.
Yeah. There are things that matter, like, freedom of religion is for everybody. It's for me, who doesn't have a lot of belief in religion. And there's freedom of religion for Christy, who does. And that's fine, and that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to agree on every single point. You just have to find common ground.
And honestly, I think that that is the biggest thing that we do have disagreement on. But the fact is it doesn't change how I feel about you as a person.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a different experience than Christy had. And so I feel the way I feel about certain things because of the experience that I had in my life, and Christy had a different experience, and that's okay. It's okay if you have a different experience in your life that doesn't line up with what's normal or what's accepted or whatever. You can have a different experience.
Listen, you can find commonalities.
You can. If you want to find commonalities, you can find commonalities. And I think that the fact that the politicians in this country have been so divisive and so from both sides. I'm not saying that Republicans are saints, because they're not. They're not. There's one, I can't think of his name right now. What's his name that keeps falling down and doing stupid shit right now? He's a Republican. I can't think of his name. He's old. Should have retired 20 years ago.
Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell. Should have retired 20 years ago. What's his net worth these days? And how complicit was he in things that have been going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, things are not split down a party line. Things are not split down any type of line. Like, if you're making lines, then maybe you need to reevaluate where you're at in life. Because you don't have to. I have close family members that we don't agree politically.
No. This is my, you know, we've come a long way since we said we weren't going to talk about politics on this podcast. listen, this is the... There's such a thing as bipartisan for a reason, okay? Yeah. There's things that matter. There's things that affect you in life. Let's focus on those things.
Yeah.
Everything else that if you have certain feelings about voting certain ways, cool. Every one of us need it. Take it to the voting polls. Vote your conscience. Vote your conscience. Vote vote what some other celebrity told you to do. Vote your conscience. Go home. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's it.
There, you know, there was a time that
love each other. Be good humans.
There's a time that I can remember in my life, you know, in the 80s and the 90s where politics were not really talked about that much.
No, I could not tell you one single neighbor what their political affiliation was.
Like my immediate family, I knew. But like people that we hung out with in the daily, like people that my parents played dominoes and shit with, I didn't know what their political.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter. Vote what you feel is right, but also, like, don't look down on me because I don't agree with you. Because there's times when people don't agree, and it's okay to not agree. But you have to look at things as right and wrong and what's been done in this country for the last, let's just say 70 years.
It don't even matter what your political preference is. What's been done has been done to all of us.
It's been done to all of us.
Yes.
And it's I take a personal affront to it because it's fucking disrespectful to me as a person, a taxpaying person who has worked my ass off since I was 15 years old.
Yep, me too.
My first job at Dairy Queen.
My first job was Dairy Queen. Shut up.
Yeah, my first job was at Dairy Queen. And I've worked my ass off my whole life to have the things that I have. And I'm not privileged in any type of way. Except that I've worked my ass off and paid cash for everything we have. And so, and my husband as well. And I've taught that to my kids. My kids are not in debt. My kids.
Oh, here's some good advice too. Okay, listen. If you live in a small town in America, can I give some advice to you right now?
Absolutely, do it.
Pay cash.
Yes.
Because you'll save yourself some money. Because the fees on credit card machines, oh my God, a dollar's not even worth a dollar anymore.
No.
Cut that shit out. Pay cash. Pay cash. Pay cash because guess what? Most businesses are charging you for using those machines nowadays anyway.
I charge 4%. I charge 4%.
We charge 3%, I believe, at our business. Pay cash. It's cheaper.
Pay cash. It's cheaper. Well,
you're still paying taxes.
Yeah, you're still paying whatever the sales tax is, and then another 3 or 4% on top of that. I charge 4% because that's what my credit card processor charges me.
I don't know why we're getting so far away from paying cash for things.
I don't...
Call me old-fashioned, but...
I don't always pay with cash because I don't carry a lot of cash just because I have things like set up on automatic draft for bills and stuff. And so it's easier. It's always easier.
Yeah, but when you're going to little stores, like if you're going to a chain store, that's not going to affect you. They're not going to charge you. But if you're going into smaller stores, pay cash because you're going to come out. You're going to come out better in the long run.
For sure. Yeah, and you know most smaller businesses. I mean, I'm included.
Yep. No, but a lot of businesses have gone to that just because of the fees are so outrageous. Small businesses are like, ugh. Temu, Shein, it's killing our small businesses. I'm sorry, I have to say it. Ugh. It's killing us because you're talking companies that have figured out a way to completely cut out the middleman. And not one single dollar goes into the American economy. Not $1 goes into your community. Not $1 goes into anything that affects you at all. No roads will be paved in your community. No potholes filled. Because it's going straight to China or wherever.
Let me tell you about the potholes in Jenkins. People have started filling their own potholes. because our county commissioner will not
no,
do it.
No, do you know how many businesses have shut down because of our economy and all this stuff? Like, it's crazy. So it's small hard. Businesses are having to go to charging fees for using their card machines because they cannot pay for it. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's that much money until you look at the end of the month. How many thousands of dollars went to this bank?
Yeah, mine charges.
Just for using this machine.
Well, I charge 4% because mine charges me 3.5% plus 15 cents per transaction. So, yeah, I'm charging you 4%. You want to use a card. If you want to pay cash, we can cut some type of deal.
Yeah.
You want to pay with a check? Got you.
Yep.
But if you're paying with a card, you're paying 4%
more. Yeah, because it's killing small businesses. It's killing them. There's no, listen, this is just, somebody's pockets are just getting richer and richer, and it is not the small business that you're shopping at.
It's not. Well, I think this is our longest episode to date.
We got so much shit on our mind.
There's just so much shit going on, my God.
Well, I guess join us next week.
When we might have something different to talk about.
We do have some really cool topics coming up. And
we've got some cool topics coming up.
We've had several people that have said they wanted to come be guests. They just have not been able to have their schedules mesh with ours yet. But it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we've got some guests coming up. We've got some different topics coming up. Just hang with us. We're doing the best we can do. There's just so much going on. So
email us. We love, send us emails. Tell us what you think about all this. If you've got another topic that you would like us to talk about, just send us your opinion on all this. What would you do with money if we get it?
Yeah.
What would you do? What do you think about what the federal government's been doing with your tax dollars? Yeah. Misappropriating? What you think?
Ugh, I can't.
You can find us on email at We're a Little Bit Dead, WERELILBITDEAD at gmail.com.
Yes.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Facebook. Still have not done Patreon. I just haven't done it.
I say that every episode.
I know. I say it every episode. I think it would probably take me 5 minutes if I would just go on there and do it. But, you know, if you want to donate to us, my Cash App is listed in our link tree, so, that somebody else set up for me.
We need
a new laptop.
Oh, I think that we need BetterHelp.
Oh, God, BetterHelp, please sponsor us. If we can get just a few more listeners per week, we can start doing, like, the ads, and it's not that many more, like, it's not, we're almost there where they'll start doing the ads with us. So
make sure that you're hitting that follow button.
Follow,
subscribe us.
Subscribe, tell your friends. Just help us out, because if you help us out, we can bring you more content.
Help me, I'm poor.
Help me. Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit poor too. We are so slap happy tonight. Just, you know, find us, reach out, send us an email, send us something. I'll try and work on Patreon again and we'll find out.
Send us an email and tell us why you're our biggest fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. We're gonna try and work on some merch. So you'll find out when it happens. You'll find out. You'll know about it when it drops.
Yay!
Okay. All right. Well, until next week, y'all just keep being a little bit dead.
We're all there.
Every damn day.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.